Since March, at least 320,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. As the death toll grows, it can be difficult to fathom the people behind the numbers. How do we retain our humanity when we've been so numbed by tragedy? That is the essential work of Faces of COVID, a project that shares the stories of the people behind the statistics. WBUR's Ideas and Opinion team is collaborating with Faces of COVID, and in the coming months, we'll be featuring some of these stories. We start this morning with Karen Nassim-Benny of Linfield. She and her husband of 20 years, Stephen T. Richard, both became infected with the coronavirus in early March. Here is their story.
When coronavirus reached the area, I was already really sick with a sinus infection, so I was pretty run down. But Stephen and I, we went to depths of illness that we neither of us had ever experienced before. I remember calling my doctor and saying, "We've never been so sick in our lives." And she said, "Geez, Karen," she said, "it sounds like you have coronavirus." On the morning of St. Patrick's Day, he became gravely ill, and that's when I said to him, "I'm going to call an ambulance." And he said, "No." He said, "Please drive me." And so I drove him to Winchester Hospital, and when we got there, you know, there was a staging area because it was total pandemonium. And they came out, and they took him immediately because he was so sick. And when he got out of the car, he turned around, and he smiled at me, and he said, "I love you," and he blew me a kiss. That was the last time I saw him. I met Stephen through a mutual friend, and I looked at him and I thought, "My God, he's the boy next door." Stephen was, he was probably about 5'8 in height. He was, you know, in very good health, you know, good shape, because he was so physical in his work as a contractor. And he had very kind, loving eyes. He was the kind of guy that if we were in a bar or a restaurant and one of my girlfriends was leaving before we were, he would walk them out to their car to make sure they got there safely, even if it was in eyeshot of where we were sitting. He liked nothing more than a home-cooked meal, and I very rarely ever cooked for him because I was always so busy working, but when I did, he lit up like a Christmas tree. He was passionate about children and animals, neither of which he had. We tried getting pregnant, but went through 7 rounds of in vitro, and it didn't work. He was a very sensitive, gentle soul. He was the kind of person that people would confess their, you know, deepest, darkest secrets to, because he was just that kind of guy that would hold it, you know, in his heart. I mean, we had a very charmed life together, and The beautiful part of that is it wasn't lost on me in the moment. Like, I can look back and appreciate it now, but in the moment, I knew how special it was. We had a tradition on Christmas morning that we never did big gifts. So we would do stockings, and our traditions were we would put a clementine in the toe of the stocking, and we would fill the stocking with gifts. We would have the Eric Tingstad, Nancy Rumble CD called The Gift would be playing in the background, and we would eat poppycock in bed. It's kind of like Cracker Jacks on steroids. And that is one of my biggest fears, is Christmas morning and not having him there to eat the poppycock in bed. So instead, what we're doing is we're buying poppycock and we are delivering it to people so that they will know what that joy feels like to eat poppycock in bed on Christmas morning, because it's really delicious. I was admitted to Winchester Hospital on St. Patrick's Day. I was in a medically induced coma for 31 days, and I woke up on April 20th, which was Stephen's birthday. It was like he sent me back. When I woke up, my sister said to me, "You know, KK, I'm never going to lie to you." And I said, "I know that." And she said, "Stephen didn't make it." And I said, "I know that." And she said, "Well, how do you know?" And I said, "Because he was with me the whole time I was in the coma. I was having these horrific hallucinations, And he was always there in the corner of the room with a glow around him and just smiling at me. He never spoke to me, and he would just kind of shake his head knowingly, like, "You're going to be okay." I am a singer. I've sung my whole life. I sang to Stephen, "Fly Me to the Moon" was our song. I sang it to him on our wedding day. You know, I love "Fly Me to the Moon" now because we think about Stephen living in the, you know, out in the universe and in the moon. And so, let's see. "Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you."
Karen Nussum Benny's husband, Stephen T. Richard, died of COVID-19 on March 24th. This piece was produced by Chloe Axelson and Franny Carr Toth, with special thanks to Alex Goldstein.